there's obviously tracks up to the beginning. And once he starts here, it's this too. Of course, you know, Shefter runs Mishnah for Shiro and Sarabat. Anyway, the other mahalach is that the other approach is that the Rebbe can crack jokes and Tamim has to be serious. In which case, everyone started laughing. I don't know. Okay. Okay, but listen, this is not as beautiful. This discussion about the Oz Dalet, if you will, this discussion about this Rashi, about the Kinyan, is mamish, gorgeous, gorgeous. But let's say it was very neat and clean, very tight. Let's take one. So this is another one. I guess it's a little bit of a problem. That was a machloek to me. The Gemara is involved. It's really machloek to me. They call Gimli, but in a case where you have two separate clauses, so for sure it works on that. In a case you have the single clause called Machasai, but the kiyum of Vaynafay Nechtam only relates to a part of what's included in called Machasai. Only relates to Eved, but not to the Nechasim. So that was a machloek to buy. But the Gemara suggested it's also machloek. It should have been made. So what was the case? You got a close to the house of Abdel, that's great. I tried everything away, says I've been seeing the car, he gets it all, no machloka, that's the case. Okay, that's the end. But the complicated case, sheer comes to close to what else is going to cause. If I leave over anything, then it's not a valid star, shichur. And Shira says, the only one who can hold it, as Shabbat called Makasa, the Sun was flowing the Abdi, put me after the river today. And Shira says, it only does work as a Star Shekhar, except for one case. The only case where it doesn't work as a Star Shekhar is when I say, I'm giving you 99.99% of my asset. And so, there the Shiur, where you're leaving out, is so wide open, it's so generic, that it can even include the evidence itself. Shira says, in that case, I agree that the evidence is not free, because maybe the point that one percent that you're leaving out is the evidence itself. But that's certainly not a valid Star Shekha. But anything short of that, we all have a Ben Chor. Anything else, you're always a Ben Chor. Okay. And this somehow Rav Shimon in saying that all other cases, the Star works, is apparently saying Paul Gilan. People, if you're willing to admit that the Star works as a Star Shekha, despite the fact it's not working, the Rashi says, what does that mean? The Rashi says, it means, even in a case, you said called Machasai, and then you made a shiur, you left something out, good, in a way that you end up being Meshayer or the Karka. The only thing that you're calling is this one, Evid. I said everything, but I left that everything. Everything but what? You said called Machasai, obviously when you said called Machasai, you didn't just mean the Evid. You only meant one item. Oh, I don't get off of that. If you only meant one item, so then you wouldn't say everything, but I didn't say everything, you meant a bunch of things. If I say every guy in this class, except for three guys, that's reasonable. I meant almost every guy in the class, except for three guys. But if you had 27 guys in the year, I mean, everyone in the year except for 26 of you. When I said everything, I must have meant something more than that. That's the Pagin Dibur. Because everything is mashma, a bunch of things, then you're knocking down to only one. That's the Pagin and Dibur situation. So far, so good? You haven't said anything yet. So far, so good? Perfect. Okay. So, what's the problem? The problem is, well, so how could it be that by leaving out some of the karka, all of the karka is not yours? Let's take a look at that. Archie Yoman. Pick up from the last wide line Rashi. Mizika Amar Reb Shimon Li Olam Hu Ben Chol. Reb Shimon says he's always free. It always works for the Shah Shefer, except in this 1K. Ashmi, what's he telling me? Lo Shna Hecha the Kamishar Nechasim Yimo. It doesn't matter whether, in addition to the other game himself, he's also getting some of the other Nechasim. Won't be a case of that. Yom Shapirish Hashiur Sheshiyer. I'm explicit about what it is I'm leaving out. Chutz mikarka ploni, I've given you all my karkaos except for the fields of North Dakota. I have a field in North Dakota, a field in South Dakota, a field in Wyoming, and I have some office property in Manhattan. They say, I'm giving you all my karkaos except for the field in North Dakota. Okay, so they're specific. So I did give you the other three, I'm not giving you that one. So that's an example of kama shanachas. Hashta kana atzmo vishanachasim. Chutz min hashiyam. The Eben Kohen himself and the other three properties, except for the one I'm leaving out. So, but he said we owe them. So not only is the work of the Shah Shikha in a situation you're getting other kartos, the Loshna is also going to be true, the rest of the Shah Shikha, hey, but the low Kohen of Shah Nechasim, when you're not Kohen of Shah Nechasim. What's the example of that? You know, Shalom, he's giving Shem HaKai to Shishia. Where is there a case where I'm not Kohen any kartos? The Rashi says, if he didn't say the field in Wyoming,
That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. The Taisus says double take. What would you ask? What would you ask? If you were in the Gemara, if you were in Rashi, what would you say? What would you have said in such a case? Where I give you different people, good men can debate them, and they did. They will. I give you a star matana. I'm giving you 3 out of 4 kartos. So what do you have now? Moshe Wasserman, I gave you 3 out of 4 kartos. Yosef Benlin, Nachum Cooper, I'm giving you 3 out of 4 kartos. So what would you say? The Rashi says you have nothing. Your kona zero. Your kona zero. It's as if I gave you a star and said I'm not telling you anything. Zero. What else could you have said? What would you have guessed before looking at Rashi?
I don't think.
Huh? Oh, why?
Because he said that you're
taking
something, so
you
should
have better
prove that the
buyer
one. So
I'm
selling you 3 fields.
This is
what kind of
you're being unfair in the comparison. You said it's as if I gave you a star that didn't say anything on it.
So what Yaakov is saying is, look, I sold you 3 kakos. So who gets to decide which are the 3? Maybe the mocha. Why? Because, because I'm most of the Or just because I'm most of the Havayah Haraya. Maybe. Okay.
Someone buys
expensive
steel, and
then
they should
get expensive
steel. Which means
they
have another.
But
we don't know what
he wants.
No, but you don't know which one it is.
Why?
I'm giving my
ton. Why? I gave you 3 out of my 4 fields. We just don't know which three of the 4.
So Rashi says I gave you 3 out of my 4 fields. Exactly so which 3 they are. You call it. Mechori says you call it 0.
Just
void.
No, he doesn't say the whole thing is void. He says that the lokeach is lokana.
Right.
It's shalova and over shuso on both of them.
That's the interesting idea, but I don't think Rashi is saying that.
He doesn't say it's no good, it's completely. He doesn't say it's chas v'alma, he says lokana.
The possible not going to mean between chasman and pinchas is if it's void, if the ball comes later and says these are the fields I want to give you, then the deal would still be void because it was void. But according to chasman, it seems to me that once it's quantitative, then it would be done.
So Yaakov Tachman is suggesting that Rashi really agrees with Tosis. Okay, Tosis definitely doesn't say that Rashi agrees.
But it's from two sides. It's the lokeach is lokana. He didn't make a. There was no full transference of ownership to the lokeach.
Right. Exactly.
So no kinyan took place.
There's no kinyan.
Exactly. But what happened? Nothing.
But it left the full status of ownership of the original owner.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And
you have a star. You have a star matana.
We said that
if the mocher goes ahead and says that it was these 3 and not that one, then that's good. How does he? What do you mean?
Explicitly in the
Shah. Tos brings a Gemara.
Right, okay.
Okay, he's asking on Rashi.
He's obviously assuming that Rashi didn't think that.
Okay, so I'm asking where did Tos get that from?
Because he says Lokana.
But you could use that Gemara to. It's not necessarily a question on Rashi. I don't understand how that Gemara is a question on Rashi.
Rashi said, Asher Lokana Shem Kazam, is a Chalchad Vechad. For every single field, Ikulamema, Haina Lundashir. Simply,
right.
I can say, no matter which of the 4 fields you're going to choose, I'm going to say, no, I was Mashiach that one, no, I'm Mashiach that one, no, I'm Mashiach that one, no.
No. It's not that you will say that, it's that you could say that.
And therefore, you're not Lokana Kum.
Right.
If the Mocha
does specify afterwards.
Does he have to?
Let's say he does.
What do you
mean
he has to?
He wants to keep it all.
It's attributed to the Zohar. The whole Matanah is attributed to the Zohar. Let's say he does.
Well, if he wants to give a new Matanah, of course he gives a new Matanah.
Does he have to make a new Star now?
Maybe.
I would say that.
What?
I would say that.
Lo-kana.
Right, because
the Zohar... It's Lo-kana, Lo-kana.
But there's no such thing as splitting up opinions or things like that.
Escrow? Could be. Yeah, it could be. Rod Tosis, perhaps the ones they suggest, that they're really after Rashi and too. Tosis definitely did not think that. Tosis definitely has some other understanding. Rashi. So Tosis says, the Kashya, here in the fourth white line, the Kashya, fourth narrow line, rather, says this. Alpha Tapa Hiskershim Karka, very nice, he didn't specify which Karka we can ask. Kana called Karka this way. I was Kona everything except for one. Ella, I was Kona. Don't tell me I wasn't Kona anything. I was Kona. Ella, she yada Eve al Tachtona, the Makaba of Atona, the former Eve, he had disadvantage because the other Das is the Chayim, and because the other is the Muslim and the Eve is the Moti Mechaveo. The Yiga Chazul Yasmo, Beit Kuo, Beit Shevinachas. So he ought to take the best. Now, Tosfos might be no one asking a logical question. Logically, that's not what he says. And furthermore, he says, not just Mishnah, it's Mikimara. I have a source, the Mishnah, in the seventh chapter of the seventh book of Basha. I'm telling you, half the field. So you have to give him half the field. And I keep half the field. It's not going to work. The Gemara explains, if I was not the Mokinah, I'm not so accomplished. I can force the mocha, to force the mocha, to take the inferior half of the field. One half of the field is very nice, one half of the field is rocky and flooded or whatever. So I can say, look, I can specify which half, so you get a half, you're only going to get the bad half. But you do get half. We don't say you don't get anything. So the Reed says, no, I disagree with Rashi, and you have to give a totally different shot. In the Gemara, not that I was Meshire one of my fields, but because of that somehow I was magically Meshire all them, that the Kenyan is in Chav. No, it means all I own is one piece of Karka and one Evan. That's the case. And I left out my Karka, so then all that's left is the Evan. Not that I pulled this magic trick. Rashi has a magic trick. I mean, Meshire one field, and magically all of a sudden there's no Kenyan in the field. And we says, no, that's not true. So, okay, so Mamish, we're directly Mishaya all of your real estate. You only have one piece of real estate. You Mishaya that. So then, all that's left is the evidence. So what emerges, aside from the Balkan Dibur angle, what emerges seems to be, appears to be, certainly from Tosfos' standpoint, is that my focus, Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Reed, if I make one of these loose statements, I didn't clearly define what I'm telling. So Rashi says, and then the whole tale is not valid. The Tosfos says, I don't really tell that because the Gemara book. Does it make sense? I don't know why it should be true. Lamaisa, you admit you sold the three fields. If you admit you sold the three of the four fields, how do you then go ahead and withhold all of them? You admit that you gave them as a gift three of the four fields. How can you logically maintain all of them? You can maintain the best one. You can't keep all of them. You admit that you sold the three of the four fields. And it's against the Gemara book of Rashi. Two kashas of Rashi. Mitzvah. And the Gemara. And a machlokas, apparently, a machlokas is a lacha mait. And the question comes to, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with Rashi? What are we going to do with Rashi? So the first question you have to ask is, Mitzvah, why does that make any sense? Well, we'll get to go on about that. What is Rashi talking about? Why? Why on earth is the king, not how? You agree that you gave him my time to three out of the four fields, so how Rashi seems to be saying, so Yaakov suggests me it's not Rashi really meant. But certainly Tosfos understood that Rashi was saying, that you keep all of them. And that's the way the Rif seems to say, and that's certainly the way the Ran understands the Rif. The Ran then asks, are the Rif the same question? The same as that's the Rashi plus. There's another Gemara also. It's a Gemara in the end of the Sukkot. It also indicates the same as this Gemara in Bavavata. No, that the king is now, just the mother in my, no sin in my son gets to choose. Now, how do you know what's Taka Pshat Rashi? What's Taka Pshat? Why should it be? Why should it make any sense that the court is not saying what I'm being up with you, the whole thing is, this is not saying which one I gave you, you are going to come to anything.
Yeah? Subjective value of field?
He will get to choose.
Take a look. He says, Master. Yeah, any kingdom.
Hamachna chaver is double same thing. In my amina yadua, he says it depends. Is it really an mitzvah, or is it just, or is it sort of, is it totally undetermined, totally amorphous, or sort of it's somewhat determined? Because if you at least know what it is, I mean you do a, you don't know how much, which Amy Dustin is coming, I don't do a, is that kind of. I tell you, I'm selling you all the bottles of wine myself. We didn't count them. Whatever it is. Here's a big barrel with a, just full of a lot of wine. I don't know how many cups of wine in it. I'm selling everything that I'm selling you. So it's not 100% cure, but it's not like a bottle of Snapple that says it's exactly 473 milliliters. Not much more thing. Whatever's in the bottle, old-fashioned style, old-school. Whatever's in the bottle, I'm telling you. There's not mignano mishkoli. I don't have the exact measurement, but I know I'm selling you Snapple. I know I'm selling you wine. I know I'm selling you grain. I'm selling you a lot of clothing. How many scars are in the box? I don't know exactly. It's all the scars in the box. But I know I'm selling you scars. So, meaning that there is a cut. And in that, any meaning that there are no cut. So that's this rule of mach and deva. The Ram says, if it's totally unspecified what I'm selling you, then the whole king does not get off the ground. There's not enough smichasa. That's what the Ram explains. Now, I'll have a gimel. Ein kan kingin. Shlosam chadaita shalokaya. You didn't have a sense of security that the king's really happening. Ein adara, my yeshman, kevin azov. They give you a box, so you don't know what you're getting. If it's totally unspecified, it's like a gambling. And by gambling also, the reason why it doesn't work, and therefore it's gazelle to insist on the money, is because I didn't originally really fully agree to this king. I was not Gomer Bedaiti that was going, that I'm really going to owe you the money. Yeah, I thought I'm going to win. You thought you were going to win. Here too. Tell me something that I don't know what it is. Nah, double shame of things. There's no doubt. There's no smith of doubt. On the king. Just as a marshal. So the Rambam, this is the Rav Perek Chabal. Chacham Chabez Chav Gimel deal with another din, which in the two Rambamish appears in the same sentence. Another case where kinyan don't work. There's no king davar shem esrim. Ain't no kinyan davar shalol baal liola. I'm saying the apple don't exist yet. So that's the same type of idea. So like. Unspecified, it doesn't even exist yet, it's like a sudden idea. It's not real enough to me that you really have that thing that I'm selling to you, that I'm buying to you. You lack me for that. Either it's low bali olam, or it's bali olam, but I don't know what it is. The devil is shameless thing, unspecified. So you look over, and if the language that Ron uses is discussing right here, face to face, yeah, so as you say, it's just. It's not just, I don't know which one it is, I'm not sure, I have to figure out which one did you have in mind, I wasn't going to have in mind. Since it's not, the star did not specify, it's not like we don't know. It's not known. He didn't, there's no specification, not a topic I can figure out. It was specified which kind it is, so that it was
doing. Why isn't the thing, in the first place, post the came up, why didn't that have a shame of doing? I'm not that kind of thing, I'm below here.
I could own a pine tree in, you know, the middle of Oregon, and you wouldn't know.
So just hold on to this question.
No, because I could own a half of the state of Oregon, and you wouldn't know.
Rashi says you didn't specify, you're not going to know. So it's against the Gemara Bava. They say, well, there's no more last seven. Maybe you actually say not something between. And where did that come from, by the way? The Lord told us that he doesn't accept this whole business of Sever Shem Asir. Because he said it was the Rambam Mishnah. He says the Rambam didn't get it from the Gemara. He got it from the Rambam. Those are the only who came up with this idea. So maybe he's good. So Rashi accepts it. So it doesn't accept it. Okay. And then you could say, look, the Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos is there such a rule that you can't have a kinyan on a Davar Shem Asir? That would be great. So then the next logical question would be, okay, good. So not just Rashi, it's the Rambam. So what was the Rambam? But Tosfos wasn't just asking a logical question. He was saying Rashi's wrong is against the Gemara. Okay, Rambam also. No Rambam do the Gemara. So your first instinct is always, well, let's see what Ram actually was saying about that. Let's see how it quotes it. Maybe he doesn't quote it at all. Maybe he quotes a different shot. But you take a look at Kukadayim, and you look at Amishbat, and you look at the Rambam, and it's there. Without any if, and, or, but. So one second. Now we have a double problem. We have both Rashi and Rambam seem to be saying, so you're fine, huh?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Well, the Rashi seems to be saying that there's a rule that kinyan da chal dabar she'eino mesuyim. Oh, what was the Gemara of the Bastra?
Does not bother me at all, because what minute is it? Karka! I know it's Karka! I said, oh, it's Karka! But that's what Rabbi already said, that the Rabbi Masir have no clue what I'm getting. It's mystery prize. The Rabbi says, a mystery prize, that's the Rabbi Shem Masirim. But this is somewhat Masirim. I know that I'm getting Karka, even though it's a limited set of Karka. I know it's one of these Karka, I'm not sure exactly which one, or which one. The Rambam would say that's Muslim enough for me. That is for the Rambam, that's sufficient. So the Rambam would be happy with that Gemara Bava Basra. So we're still stuck with the Rambam. Rashi seems to be saying the whole ones of the Rambam, that if it's amorphous, if it's unspecified, the Kinyan Da Chal, the problem is the Rashi seems to have taken it just to an extreme, more than the Rambam. Because here you know it's Karka, to me know Yodua. I know what type of stuff it is, I just don't know exactly which or how much. So,
So you the Rambam could get out of this Gemara about the past, but the Rashi is stuck.
No,
but
the
Rambam
says something about a bayit.
Yes, except that Kol Mechatzai is probably reference to Kata.
So, but he says in the Kona Tompai.
He's not there with the Gemara yourself. This is Mar Gemara alone. You can imagine that Kona Chasai means the Kata
Abadu.
Okay, Kata Abadu. All the things are Kata. That might be meaning Yadua. If not, you're going to have a problem. If not, you're going to have to work hard
how
to figure out how Kona Chasai works.
How are you close to the Chasai?
Might be that you're
So you know what it is. It's not totally Elusim, because it's Mino Yodua. So I know I'm getting Kata. Which Kata, I don't know, but I'm going to know I'm getting Kata. What's Rashi going to say?
You can't just take Rama to the extreme and say, oh, it has to be totally specified, so I guess take him out of Vasa. So what it could be, is now let's pick up what Yosef is saying. But maybe there's a different distinction. No. Rashi is a much stronger definition of Ein Mitzuyim.
Ein Mitzuyim is even if you know that it's not known which one, still Ein Mitzuyim. But the Gemara Bava Basra. For example, another Gemara that there's Magen Mishnah quote in Uriyim Bava Basra, Dabsari Hay, that I'm showing you some number for 10 barrels of wine. And a big cellar of wine barrels, still only 10. The Gemara says that what?
Rashi would say, well, how can that be? How can we do that work? But the aim is to say, I don't know which one's I'm getting.
So Rachel, you have to say that Rashi is a very broad definition of the aim of Mitzuyim. As long as it's not totally specified, the aim of Mitzuyim. But he only uses this definition, this concept of aim of Mitzuyim, in one limited case. And that is, I do talk before about Matana and Necha. So what's the difference between Matana and Necha? Very simple, I think. I think that money is a way of being kona karka. Star is also a way of being kona karka. So when I sell you something, typically if I'm selling you karka, even if there's a star, the star is a raya. The kinyan typically is kesef. I'll have a star because otherwise I won't be able to prove later that the karka is mine. But typically when I'm selling you karka, I'm not interested in Gemara says. I'm interested in giving you the karka until I get the cash. I'll give you a star because the kinyan is only the cash. That often doesn't have to be that way. But often, typically, by mechila, the kinyan is kesef. By matana, though, obviously the kinyan is a shtar, because the only thing that's happening is a shtar. Okay? So all the cases that we show in the quote, the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuzayim, I'm selling you half of my field, or the Gemara in Subit that the Rana quotes, or the Gemara we mentioned in Tzadi Hay, where I'm selling you barrels of wine. So there, in all those cases, the kinyan is not stuck. So Rashi, Rambam said that Dervish Ein Mitzuyim, kinyan don't work on Dervish Ein Mitzuyim. He might have been analogizing to Dervish Ein Mitzuyim. You can't be masking a Dervish Ein Mitzuyim. Why? There's no kinyan. It's a problem with Chal's Kinyan. A Kinyan can't be Chal on something which is so vague that I don't even know what vague. You have no Smith of Das. There's no Das Kinyan there. That's what Rambam said very clearly. Right?
The difference between the chesaron and the in the chalal kinyan. It can be true for any kinyan. Any kinyan, doesn't matter what kinyan you choose. Kinyanim, it's like to give an extreme example, I can't sell, there's certain things that just are not nitpas in kinyan. Certain things just, you can't have a kinyan on. I can't sell my brother. I have all brothers, I don't have any sisters. And you have a bunch of sisters, you have a brother. So you know what, make a reason. I want some sisters, the right is by the life, so do us kinyan sisters, and then machlus va'ach b'chol. Sorry, it doesn't work. You're the only thing in the world, you can't buy a brother, you can't sell a brother. It's not something you can buy and sell. Can I sell you the color blue? I can't sell you the color blue. It's not a thing that you can make me out of money. You have to have certain ideas. Not everything in the world is this part of the kingdom. So the Rambam is saying, who are the Nami, Zalwar, Shalom, Boliola? That's the Gemara. And who are the Nami? Says the Rambam, according to Rambam, Shalom, Boliola. It's a type of thing that doesn't run itself to kingdom. You can't have a kingdom because it's material. And it has physical existence, and it's specified. It's something I can wrap my mind around, I can wrap my arms around. That has sneezed up. That was the Rambam's approach. That it's true across the board, all kinyan. The kingdom can't be chal. So then the Rambam had a problem. You have this case where it is chal. You have the Gemara about the bowels of wine. Well, about to start here. It's the Gemara Kuv Zayin, about half the field. So the Rambam said, it must be that the only time the machine museum is a problem is when it's super not mistaken. I mamash have no clue what it is. But obviously, if you have some idea what it is, I know I'm selling you wheat. I know I'm selling you land. It's good. Semi mistaken center. Because the Rambam's idea of the machine museum is part of the Okiyama. So Rashi might be saying something different. Rashi might be saying, Kinyan can be chal and davar shem b'tzir. It's just kinyan shtar doesn't work. It's not that kinyan can't be chal on davar shem b'tzir, but the masa kinyan shtar, the mechanism of shtar doesn't work unless you specify. Why? Because what's the whole point of shtar? How does shtar always work? You write in the shtar, the shtar is going to be a record of exactly what was sold. If the shtar doesn't record it, why can't the So even if we don't exactly know what it is, I did it, Kesef means I pay for it. Did I give you money? Yeah, absolutely. So who cares? The Kesef was just as good whether I know what I'm paying for or I don't want to pay for it. I gave you Kesef. But if I do Kinyan Suter, do Khalifin, then you take my handkerchief and then I get your field. So, I took your handkerchief, you took my handkerchief, whatever it was, right? So the Maisa Kinyan work. But my Shtar, the Maisikin of Shtar requires specificity. Because the whole point of Shtar is you have a written record, a written document, documenting exactly what happened. Otherwise, it's not a Shtar. So Rashi would say, one is Kesef. It's coming back to what Yosef was saying. So Yosef was quoting, Nechir versus Mount Thomas. Why is that both put by that? There is typically the king and Kesef. So I don't care what the Muslim or not, Kesef was. You pay the real big money. The money was the same. The money was not a problem. But by the Shtar, if you drink your Shtar, that's not good. I heard my father once, I think it's part of a father, I'm not sure, that's the reason why does Shtar not work on the Talmud? So there are those who suggest, why can't the Shtar such a great kingdom? Why can't it work on the Talmud? So some suggest, because you can never specify in the Shtar exactly which thing you're selling on the Talmud. Contract, I can identify it. It's from this point to this point, this address. I'm telling you 495 West 27th Street. That goes over there. That's the exact specification in writing of that particular item. There's no way to switch it. I can't confuse that with a different piece of land because I specify location, that defines the land. If I'm going to sell you a Gemara, how do you know which Gemara I'm selling you? See, if I do Mashiach, here's the Gemara. Right. But, or if I do Kesef, it doesn't matter which Gemara, I take the Kesef. But in the Shtar, you have to be, it only works if you can specify in the Shtar exactly what it is that you're selling. How are you going to specify? So that's what some suggest. If you have a metalkalim, it could be, in rare cases, you might be able to have a king of Shtar metalkalim. Take this idea to the extreme, that maybe there'll be rare cases where you can have a king of Shtar metalkalim. So for example, if there's an item that's only one in the world, the Mona Lisa. There's only one Mona Lisa. Ah, right. but you can identify it. Or once you begin to think, let's say there's not a that, that every single car, exactly, has its own serial VIN number and it's printed all over the place. So maybe an economy. If I'm going to specify exactly what it is I'm telling you, I can specify in writing one unique item in the world, then maybe an economy. Sure, that's already an extreme version of this understanding of Shtar. Whether or not you accept that extreme version, but the point is that Shtar, the might, the king, not just for the king to be called, the might, the king itself, the idea, the mechanism of Shtar requires specificity, and that would explain what Rashi is saying, because he was a matana, so a shtar is not a shtar. Yes.
But then you put up the problem. You could write
in
a
shtar matana, call that by
Kumi,
and But then, specific enough. Because I'm giving you everything I own. If it's not clear which karka I'm giving you, so then that might not be good. Then I'm giving whatever I own is now yours. I have specified. Meaning, it might not be easy to figure out. Just like if I specify in a shtar and I say I'm selling the land that's block 316, lot 12. But that is a way to specify land, but once you go to the city hall and figure out what that car is supposed to, I have no idea. Where is block 316, lot 10? I think that's my house. But I tell you, you want to learn where you're coming for our produce people, for a kid. I said, come to block 316, lot 10. But I did specify, so I did nail it down. They might not be immediately evident what it is. If you look, if I say call the car side, I have nailed it down. Every single content that I own. If I say some my car color, and the other one, that's manish not misleading.
That will only
absolutely not misleading.
That will only work if you're assuming Kol Nechasai is karka.
Huh?
That will only work if you're assuming Kol Nechasai has nothing to do with Mitalkor.
Yeah,
anything
about
that. I agree. A king star probably not the Mitalkor, it's a Daga. So the core king star is definitely on the karka. Mitalkor not next to the karka.
So how would you explain an Agav?
Oh, because Agav. Well, you have to understand how other works, but that usually probably means the easy way to say is I'm calling the kaka with star, and I'm calling the top with Aga.
Yeah.
It's a different kinyan, called Aga. Yeah. It's not star. Which one of them? Oh, that's the hero. There's probably Kesha. It says, the Gemara says, Ani Mochelo. Kasha is Ani Mochelo. I think that's the basis of what Yosef was saying before. Raj is also a king star, so almost every Nechir is almost always Kesef. The whole thing is not important. Tosafos is understanding Raj is saying like a Ramam Dikavar. That he says, it's felt in the Chalas Kinyan. He says, what do you mean? It's not. But Rashi might say, no, he's not saying, he's saying, well, a similar, somewhat similar idea to Rambam, similar concept, but you can use it very differently. It's also the fact that it's unspecified, it means the king doesn't work, but not because the king can't itself.
Because the king shot particularly,
he doesn't know about Raham, but he talks about Rashi, and he says this idea that a star only works. The definition of a star is that's well defined. So a star is all that. If it's not well defined, there's no star at all. It means also that Rashi's definition in the student doesn't have to correspond exactly to the Rambam. Doesn't have to detect whether it's in a black box, say. It's the point is, it has to be well specified. Could Rashi would say everything in the box is specified? But such a thing where I say whatever is in the box you can't see, so that is well specified. So if only it's defined, but if it's not defined, the problem is that it's not clear what it is that I'm doing. It's ambiguous. That seems to be, I think, is one approach. So what is the question?
Then the
hard to know. It could be that there is. The question is where to come from. Now I'm going to pull down that. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Rabbi says, where are we sure that I'm God from? He got from Hydro. And where did Hydro get from? The Kudu Hydro did have to come up. Meaning, the Nagamisha couldn't find any Gemara. The Kudu Hydro had a dig in some Gemara out there, which he didn't mention. I tried to get my hands on the work. He said, you're a Hydro, Shar Nekhomemka. I'm trying to figure out what that is. What that is. You can see Hydro inside, but he's somewhat enlightened. But I don't think we have that work. Now the Mishnah apparently had access to it. So we're not sure. You know, was it an oral tradition from the days of the Amoran, or did he have a diak in the Gemara as a festa? That's not clear. So this is a fascinating issue. And this is poor chiluk between the Chisaron and the Ma'at in the Palestinian versus the Chisaron in one particular Ma'at. Question? No question. Are you clear? Here's one. Let's get Crystal. Okay. And there's the
back. Tomorrow we will. Let me ask you a question. What's your question? Would you rather.